Vermont Public Radio's daily news podcast, The Frequency, has a special guest this morning. It's the guy we just heard from, John Dillon, VPR's very first full-time reporter. He is on the podcast today because John Dillon, or simply JD as he's known in the newsroom, is retiring after 20 years with VPR. In this clip from today's podcast, Frequency hosts Henry Epp and Anna Van Dyne talk with JD about how he got started in radio and what he wants Vermonters to keep in mind about the state he's reported on for years.
JD, you joined VPR 2 decades ago. How did you come to VPR and what's kept you here so long?
I came there out of the print journalism world. I was working as a Sunday writer for the Rutland Herald and Times Argus. The managing editor of that paper, the Rutland Herald, had gone to Vermont Public Radio as news director, John Van Hoosen. And I was kind of getting a little restless at the paper. And there was a little tiny ad that was in 7 days, and they were looking for VPR. Was looking for a reporter. And I remember asking my wife, Kimberly, do you think I should apply for this? And she said, well, you're not happy now, go for it. And I applied for it and ended up being hired, I think, as the first full-time reporter at Vermont Public Radio. There were freelancers, Steve Zinn and Bob Kinzel and others were reporting for the station, but I was the first full-time staff reporter. And what's kept me? It's a great job. Talking to people, talking about their issues, exploring issues of public importance, and then getting the sounds of that on the radio. I remember thinking, this is terrifying. I'll never be able to do radio. And the first few times my children told me I sounded, you know, totally nervous and stupid on the radio.
Yeah.
but I kind of, I think I got the hang of it. And then I started to really love actually being able to get listeners in a place that you cannot really do with audio, and people can hear a tone of voice, a nuance that they won't see in something between quotation marks. It blew me away to be actually able to work with that.
So you said you were VPR's first full-time reporter. I mean, you must have seen so much change from that point until now when there are upwards of a dozen people in the newsroom. Can you talk about what you've seen change here at VPR and in journalism in Vermont?
Oh, boy, a lot of changes at VPR. I mean, a couple of different news directors. I was even news director for 3.5, 4 years. Staff has grown. Our ambition has grown. Our impact has grown. I think the statewide impact, you know, VPR's role in the media landscape has grown along with the staff. Print has declined. Mainstream print has declined, but the role of weeklies in Vermont has remained really strong. Community newspapering in Vermont has remained really strong. Then, of course, the rise of online journalism, VT Digger being the most notable example.
I want to ask about how you identify with the state of Vermont, because it's just speaking personally, when I met you, I think the first time I met you, I was like, this guy is a Vermonter. Like, I could just like your look, your demeanor. I was like, this makes absolute sense that this is the news director of Vermont Public Radio. But then I found out later that you did not grow up in Vermont. You grew up in the DC area.
Right.
How did you adapt to living here over the years? And do you feel like you're a Vermonter now?
I guess it's just like, I've adopted the adaptive camouflage. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm sort of a New Englander by temperament, if not birth. You know, when I grew up, we actually lived in many different places. My father was in the government, and we moved around a lot when I was a kid and then settled in D.C. So I never really felt a total sense of place until I moved here. And I think it just became a part of it, a part of me.
What do you wish more people understood about Vermont?
Oh, I'll change the question around on you a little bit. I think Vermonters, in terms of what I think they should understand about themselves, is that we're not the exceptional paradise that people sometimes think we are. You know, we're not this green paradise of, you know, in terms of energy or environmental impact. We've got a Lake Champlain that's really hurting. We've got an energy mix that may be non-carbon free, but it's relying on nuclear and major hydro projects. We've got an affordability crisis in some ways in terms of housing and wages probably. So we've got, we believe that, in the exceptionalism of the state, and that's good. You got to think highly of yourself, but we also can fool ourselves to thinking that we're, more equitable in terms of each other and our diversity than we are. We also, and there are real social problems as a result. And we have to confront those and not just believe that we're an exceptional state.
Outside of work, you're also a hunter and a fisherman. And these are activities that seem to cultivate patience and ask something of your mind, of your presence of mind. And I wonder if the way you've learned to interact with the natural world shapes how you talk to and think about people.
I think it probably has. I hadn't drawn that direct connection, but you do a lot of thinking when you're hiking or, sitting or fishing or casting, and it's a lot of alone time, and I guess that suits my introverted nature, but it also lets you think back to what you did with someone or how you interacted with them or think in the future about how you will. I think one of the best things about interviewing is the pauses. And I often make this mistake, and we all do, where you just keep going with your Q&A, and you're not letting the person fill in that gap of silence. And maybe that's what the silence in the woods can teach you, is to be a little more attentive to what people are saying. And I hope that's what I've learned. I've tried to.
Before we let you go, do you have advice for us or for VPR as it goes forward?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to be one of those reporters and former retired journalists who are always like, we used to do it better in the old days. Because, no, I think VPR is a learning organization. And I think just continue to learn. I think that's the joy of reporting, right, is every time or often when you're out on a story, you're learning something. Even if it's a story you've covered before, somebody new is telling you and they've got a new experience with it. And if you're not doing that, you're not probably doing the job right. So my only advice is just to keep learning.
We also had a special request to ask if you would grace us with your Bernie Sanders impression.
Oh, man. Anna, I don't know if I've ever met you, but you really shouldn't be asking those kinds of questions. That's not what this interview was about.
JD, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And on his last day with VPR, here are just a few of John Dillon's colleagues sharing their thoughts and thank yous as he retires.
This is Jane Lindholm. There are two things about John Dillon that you might not be aware of if you only know him through his stellar reporting. The first is his amazing dry wit and impeccable timing. And the other is his deep kindness and empathy. It makes him a great reporter, but an even better friend and colleague. I have been the beneficiary of both over the years. John has made parenthood and my time at VPR so much better. John, I'm really going to miss you, but I'm excited for your new adventures and so grateful to have been your colleague for these many years.
What do you think of when you think of John Dillon? How about a great journalist who shared his love for Vermont's environment with our listeners for over 20 years? He's also a really, really nice guy.
I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman, and I cover Southern Vermont for VPR. Whenever I have a question about a story I'm working on, John Dillon would always have the accurate information, a good suggestion on the right person to contact, and a snarky comment about one of the players involved. I'm going to miss that. Thanks, John.
Hey, JD. It's Matthew Smith, Morning News Editor. I remember when I got my start at VPR producing Vermont Edition, always trying to figure out the puzzle of an important story or conversation, and could always turn to you and get some deep insight and some really well-boiled down knowledge about how things in Vermont work and who the right people to talk to are. So thanks for all the wisdom and enjoy some time in retirement. I hope you make it up to Alaska.
JD, it's going to be a real bummer not having you in the newsroom anymore, but you deserve a break after all the great reporting you've done over the years. So enjoy yourself.
John Dillon, it's JVH. You hold a special place as VPR's first full-time news reporter. You brought your experience to story after story, and we're all better for it. Thank you.